Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, doing a special NCAA Week 6 game preview between the Michigan Wolverines and the Indiana Hoosiers. So, if you enjoy this video or this podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and also please go and check out our podcast. Every single day you can find episodes ranging anywhere from 15 minutes up to an hour, maybe some shorter, maybe some longer. But we always are going to have some high-quality football content for you pretty much each and every single day with a ton of episodes, over 1,000, and well over 1,000 on our Facebook and YouTube channel. So go over there, explore a little bit, check us out. And also, if you have a suggestion for an idea for an episode, please put it in the comments, and we'll put it in our schedule for an upcoming week. Let's get into this one. Michigan and Indiana. Michigan, the number 4 ranked team in the country. Perfect 5-0 on the year. Let's talk about how they did this past week. Against Iowa, they struggled. I didn't see this one going this close. They got the win nonetheless, 27-14 over Iowa. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy, 18-24, 155, one touchdown for him. No INTs. Kept it clean. As for the rushing court, Blake Corum led the way, 29 carries for 133 yards, 4.6 average, one tutty on the day for him. As the team ran it 42 times for 172 yards, that guy is a monster, is Mr. Corum. The receiving core leading the way was Luke Schoonmaker, 4 catches for 45. Not too much to speak of. The defense, they came to play, only allowing 14 points, and all that was in the fourth quarter, mind you. Junior Colson, 7 tackles, led the way for him. As a squad, 4 sacks, credit half a sack to Taylor Upshaw and Iabe Onoma. 2 sacks go to Mike Morris, and the other one goes to Mason Graham. 6 tackles for loss, 1 pass defended, 5 quarterback hits. No interceptions for this Wolverines defense. So let's move on over to the Indiana Hoosiers, what they've done so far this season, sitting at 3-2, lost last week to Nebraska, 35-21. In the ball game, Connor Basilick, 22 of 44 passing right there, even at 50%, 223 total yards, 1 touchdown, 1 INT for him. The rushing game, not much going on, 23 carries for 67 yards. The leader in that was Jalen Lucas, 3 carries for 39 yards. Sean Shivers behind him, 9 carries for 25. But he did get a touchdown on the day, did Shivers. The receiving core, Emory Simmons, 6 grabs for 57 yards and a score. And Anderson Kobe behind him, 5 catches for 54. For the defense, like I said, gave up 35 points to Nebraska. They got to get better this week if they want to make them competitive. Cam Jones led the way with 11 tackles. Bryant Fitzgerald behind him with 8. As a team, give them 4 sacks. Noah Pierre had 2. Lewis Moore had another one. And the last sack goes to Desaun McCullough. As a team, they also had 8. Yes, 8 tackles for loss. You got to keep doing that if you want to succeed. 3 passes defended, and 1 INT from Bryant Fitzgerald. So, looking at this ball game, I think it's going to be a blowout. Honestly, I think Indiana's going to put up a little bit of a fight in the beginning, but I just think Michigan is way too talented. I think they're going to be pretty upset after the, I say, close loss last week. You know, I say because they gave up 14 points in the fourth. You don't want that. But Michigan's looked really good this year. There's a reason they're the number four ranked team in the country. And I'm going to have them winning big in this one. Give me Michigan 37, Indiana 14 as my final score.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I want to hear from you, our fans. Who's going to win this game? What's going to be the final score? Who's going to have a great day on the field? We love to hear, interact with you on Facebook, YouTube, as always. And once again, go check out our podcast every single day. Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We appreciate all the love, support. If you love it, be sure to give us a rating. Just say, hey, we love the show. And like I said, if you have an idea for an episode, if you want to talk about a certain player, coach, team, a year in football, just put it in our comments and we will get to it. We'll put it in our schedule for an upcoming episode. I've been your host today, Logan Ayers. Enjoy some football this weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.